This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Now that we have a machlokes poshut as to what the translation is, it's a word which isn't an easy word to translate. It's not a normal word in Lashon HaKodesh, and we've got to really work it out almost by a process of elimination. Wait a minute, could you just close these sliding doors while you're about it? Thanks very much. How are we going to do it by process of elimination? Rav says maves odom. Why? Odom is not mentioned. Odom is the only one that we haven't really got in the Mishnah. Shmuel Omer Mave Ze Hashem. Why should it be Shem? So we'll see. Rav Omer Mave Ze Odom Dichtiv Omer Shemir Ato Boike Begam Lailo Im Tiv Oyun Boyu. There's a posuk in Yeshayahu that says, the Ribbono Shlom says, morning is coming and also the nightfall will come. If you want to be Mispalel and do tshuva, you can do so now. So you see the word Bayu is used with a very human content. Ushmul Omer Mave Ze Hashem Dichtiv Eich Nechbasu Esav Nivu Matzpunov. How Esav has been sought, his hidden places have been revealed. So we see it means reveal, which is the teeth being revealed when he eats. My Mashma, how do you translate it? Because the Targum Rav Yosef, Ichdin is Balish Esav, how Esav has been sought, is Gilin Matzmeroi. Which is terribly strange altogether, that the Gemara uses such obscure references in the Psukim to decide what it is. And that's what the Ma'asho deals with. Is it necessary for me to go through the Ma'asho inside again, or was the Ma'asho clear to everybody? Did you go over it again now? Does everybody who doesn't know the Ma'asho? I'll go through it quickly, and if you need more time on it, then you need to do that yourselves. I'll go through it very quickly inside. This maimer requires drush. It's not a poshut thing to learn. Is that a reason to call him mave? Because it uses the word boyun somewhere in the Tanakh to do with human beings. Why does the Mishnah not use the normal word? Odom or Shein? Why does the Mishnah use such an obscure word? Which is such a distant hint at what it all means. And it is clear. Suffering in the world can be divided into four areas. Gimel, firstly the three, that's Dever, Vechere, Verav. Dever is illness, Cherev is war, and Ra'av is famine. Shadisku b'mochem echad b'furanius. Ezo l'cherev, ezo l'rov, ezo l'dever. That's on Rosh Hashanah. We say this in the Tanatoki, the Rebbeinu Shlom will decide which will have one of these three areas of tzar. Uve'elu yesh rachme shemaya li yesh sori dufolit. And in all these cases, dever, cherev, and rov, there is rachamim to the point that there are survivors. It's possible for people to survive such tragedies. If there's illness, if there's plague, if there's war, or if there's famine, not everybody's wiped out. It's possible for part of the population to survive. Aval al kulom puronus habo bechemo beish shuisik loin gomo. But the worst of all is eish, which is totally destructive. Nobody escapes that. Eish is different. Val zeo ma lule Hashem tzvoko is huiselon usorid kimat kistoim. If it weren't that Hashem left us over a little bit, then we would almost have been like stone. What does that mean? Ki stoim nidim be'esh. Stone was judged with fire. But now say kol gomer and was totally destroyed. Kim befurush v'Hashem himtir gofris v'esh v'yapoich Hashem. V'apimashik also perikam de kedushim shedorof mizmo lo'osof. Ask the Gemara, mizmo lo'osof, that's one of the Tehillim. and Mizmoil also about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash of Yerushalayim. Kino Bayile. That should be a kino, that should be a lamentation, not a Mizmoil. No, we have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam and sing his praise that he took his wrath out on stones and wood on the Beis Hamikdash. And that way he was able to leave over a remnant. That's Hashem lit Tzion on fire, and that way the people could escape. If it weren't that Hashem in his mercy vented his anger on wood and stone, and thus left us some kind of sheiris hapleto, then if it weren't for that, we would all have been destroyed in total like Sodom. So those are the four kinds of suffering, of tragedy. And that is hinted at in the beginning of the Masechta, the Choshiv Dalad Ovis Nezikin Bedinei Odom. That a person is chayav for four types of Nezikin, Kedim Yun Arba Ovis Nezikin Uforos De Bedinei Shemaya, which is compared to make us alert to the four major categories of Nezikin in Shemaya. Kemoshikosuf Kya Shor Hu Dim Yun Lenez Nizke Ra'af. The Shor represents Ra'af. Kemoshikomer V'Rav Tvuis Bekach Shor. It's posuk that lots of produce comes as a result of the strength of the ox. So the ox represents blessing in terms of produce, and the nezik of shor is damage to our produce. V'nizke shein v'regel shenichdalu b'shor, and shein v'regel, which is included in shor, hem mamish al nezik ha-tvua. There you see clearly that it has to do with tvua. Shein, he consumes the tvua, and regel, he stamps on the tvua. U'boir hu remez lemisas ha-dever, and boir is like illness. There are many cases in Tehillim where he refers to a survival from illness as coming back from Yerdei Bor, as if one's been down in the dungeon. Umave shehu lamar nizke odom hu koicho shel Esav. And mave, which according to the one man domer is odom, that's the koach of Esav. Al shem Edom. And according to the other one, it's also cherev, which is the koyach, which is Esav. Shein represents cherev, according to the other man d'oma. So Mimon of Shach, if Shein is included in Shor, then Shein means tvuo, and Kerin and then Shein means Tvua, and Mave means Odom, and Odom comes from Edom, which is Esav. And if Shein is not included in Shor, then Mave is Shein, and Shein represents the sword, sharp. And that's also Esav, Shenei Mabu Al-Char B'Chotichye. V'alkein heviyu tarvoi mikroi dichsivi gabi Esav. And that's why they both bring psukim from the parashas of Esav. Both of these nevuos, both Ovadia and Yeshayahu, are talking about Esav when they make these statements. So they sought in the nevuos of Esav to find the word or the root of Mave. Because that the Kula Almed must be Esav, that they know. Because they've had the others they've had. Sure, they've... Dever they've had with Bo. And Esh they've had, that's Esh, and Tavur they've had the Ra'av, the famine. So the only one that has not yet been used is Cherev. So either the Shein represents the Cherev, or Odom represents Cherev, Odom being Edom. Both way, whether it's through the representation of the Cherev or it's through the use of Odom, one thing is clear, is that the type of mazik that we're talking about there in the ethereal sense is Esav. And therefore they sought the posuk, the clue for this, they sought in the posuk of Esav. V'yistiru adova b'remez lamar maveze Odom u'maisi krodichtiv b'Esav keili kurei miseyu dahinu begolus edoim shukach ha-cherev. And the Novi tells us to be saved from the sword of Esav. There's only one way to be saved from Esav, And that's with tefillah and bakosher. That the when Esav comes with his hands, his koach is hands, and Yaakov's koach is with tefillah. That's the only way we can handle Esav. That's why they called it Maveh. And according to the other one, Mavi Eshein, which is the Kach of Esav. Shenim Shal Lechazir Hayar Dein Kecho LeBeshinov. Esav is compared to wild pigs, and their Kach is in their teeth. Shal Zeh Romas BeDaniel BeMarechai Revis. That's Daniel's fourth vision. Ochlo Medako Sheira BeRaglo Robso Dahinu Shuti Yekecho Al Kol HaUmos Lecho LeChalus BeShineho. Daniel brings the vision of Esav as a pig in its destructiveness and its and it destroys lechol v'lichalos b'shinor to totally destroy. Ach legabi Yisrael shu nikre she'iris loyti yekoicha lechaloison b'shineho b'koach atuma shelo. But as far as Yisrael is concerned, Esav will not have the power to totally destroy Yisrael with its power of tuma mimokum she'in amal ogeira. Why is that the mokum tuma? Because a chazer has the simone kashrus except for its mouth, except for its eating organs. There it doesn't have the simone kashrus, so that explains the image of Esav being like the pig. That means Esav's power is through his koach hatuma, and that koach hatuma has no shlita on Yisrael. Elo sheyiyeh koach al Yisrael beraglo. For Yisrael, she's going to have the koach of regel. Rofso mimokom sheyesh lo simon tayro shu mafresis parso. That's the place where she's got a semen tyra. So Esav attacks Yisrael not through its tumo, but through its tyra, through the place where it has tyra. We praise the Ribbono Shel, who doesn't allow us to become food for the mouth of Esav, the koach hatuma. That Esav doesn't have the power to destroy us with koach atuma. This union with Esav is very interesting. Because if you take Germany as Esav, Germany is a funny place. Everybody knows that it was the most cultured place, that it had wonderful culture and so on, but it was also the Mokar Atuma, and still is today. It's a place of vile Tuma. The permissiveness there reaches depravity, reaches levels of depravity. The only thing is they were very split in Germany. There's this image of absolute propriety, and they keep their schmutz in the backyard. You don't see it all over. So in every German town, for example, there's a red light district, and the rest of the town is perfectly clear. You don't see any pornography, and you don't see any banned magazines, and you think you're in the absolute kodesh kodoshim there, lahavdil. But chas v'sholem, you should wander near the red light district, and it's the lowest of the low. There's nothing like it anywhere in the world. There's nothing like it, and they were there side by side. That's Germany. Berlin is known today to be the place of absolute depravity. So what would you think was their koach? With what did they destroy Yisrael? Not with the depravity, but with their culture. That's what they used. And that's where reform started, and that's where the whole Enlightenment started. The destruction of the Yisoidus Hadas started in Germany as a result of their, not of their koach atumah, of their kosher foot. Of their wanting to be Makarim of the Jews and to accept them, that was when the real damage was done. Hitler was a consequence of that. That was already the Oynesh. But the problems we've learned before in the Meshech Chochma, which was written at the turn of the century, how this was going to happen in Germany because of the Enlightenment and because of reform and because of that, he saw that already at that time, that it was inevitable that there was going to be a Hitler. So where's the Makur of the problem? The Makur of the problem was years before that, when that started to be the place of enlightenment. That's where Esav gets us. Esav doesn't get us with the tumah. The tumah is it's no threat to us. It's so blatant, and it's so disgusting, and it's so distant from Yisrael. They can conquer other nations with that, and they do conquer other nations with that. but not Yisrael. Yisrael, they use that chazash, a foot of theirs. That's what they get the yidden with, the foot that looks kosher. That's what they get them with. Meaning?
So that it's stuck in the path of the regular, of the foot, of the external, that was he thought would be sufficient in order to confuse Yitzchak. That now, how many that he could be discovered through the voice, because the voice wasn't something that Yitzchak was going to pay too much attention to?
You've got something there. One has to read it, one has to work it out a little bit more. But that's the kolkol Yaakov le'adayim le'esav. So he's taking it further and saying that our kolkol Yaakov, it's not just the pnimius and the chitzonius. It's the pnimius and the chitzonius of a chazer. That's what it is. It's the pnimius is where the pnimius is treif and the chitzonius is koshi. That's the. If you want to take it very far, but this you should turn the tape recorders off for. Is this the only tape recorder here? So this is a turn the tape off. If you want to take back on the Chashiv Besayf. That's why it brings the posuv that the teeth of Esav are revealed. And therefore they won't have the koach by Yisrael. Why not? What's that going to do with revealing? It's also Matzah Shabbos here. That koach, where is the koach atumah of Esav? It's hidden. It's inside him. If you look at the chazar outside, he looks kosher. There's nothing on him that suggests he's not kosher. It's only from his behavior that you see is a bit odd, the way he runs around and that thing. If you watch his behavior, you see he's not a kosher animal. Or if you look at his inside, you see that he's not a kosher animal. The moment you reveal Esav's true inside, that's where you shatter him. So, niglu matzpunov, that means that Esav has not got a koach over us because we've revealed his inner strength. V'choshiv b'soif ha'hever, and last comes fire, shu peronus ha'esh ha'koshim v'kulom. Esh is the hardest of all. Shemechale hakol, because it destroys everything. Balkein kero hever, and that's what it's called. Hever shemechale umeva'er kol dova men ha'ilom, because it destroys and consumes everything in the world. Vashem yizborach yishmereinu midalut puron yoseilin. May the Rebbeinu Shalom save us from all these four puronies. That's the very important piece of mashio. Kabbalistic insight into the whole Masechta. V'rav my time asked the Gemara. V'rav my time loyomar k'shmuel. So why doesn't Rav hold like Shmuel? So we found two psukim, both of them dealing with Esav, both of them with Loshon Mave. Why does Rav not hold like Shmuel? Omer lecho miktan in nive. So the grammar is wrong. It doesn't say what is the Loshon in Shmuel's posuk. It says eich nivu Esav nivu matzpunov, and the Mishnah doesn't say nive. The Mishnah says Mave. Nive is nifal, is passive. Mave is active. Ushmuel my time aluya amar k'rav. So why doesn't Shmuel hold like Rav? Omer lecho miktani boye. It doesn't say boye. What is it? Tevayu and bayu. It doesn't say boye. It says mave. Different type of words. Not the same word. It's going to be meduyek. Michli says the Gemara. So what are we playing with? Kroy loyke mardaiki veloyke mardaiki. Lemaisa, you can't prove anything from either posuk. All you can see is that mave has to do with Esav, but whether it has to do with Shane, whether it's Shane or whether it's Odom, you can't tell. Rav, my time, Eliyahu Amar Shmuel. So the reason that they don't hold like each other is because of Pshat in the Mishnah, not because of Pshat in the Psukim. Rav doesn't hold like Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel says, Mave is Shane. Rav doesn't say that because Tana Shor v'chol mili de Shor, included in Shor is everything that belongs to Shor, including Shem. So the only thing that is left out is Odom Ushmuel Nami Hotana Lishor. What does Shmuel answer to that? Omar Rav Yehuda Tana Shor lekarno yomave l'sheinoi. You've got to say that Shor is dealing with Keren and Mave is dealing with Shein. Says the Rashi, let's run through the Rashi. Omar Shomer, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ato Boker Geula LaTzadikim, V'gam Laila Choshech LaRashoim, Im Toshuva B'Toshuva V'Tavakshu Mechila, Bayu Alma Be'odom Ksiv Bayu. Igloyim Targumu Shel Nivu, Alma Nivu Loshen Gilu. You see that Nivu means revealing. Hilkach Omar Mave Ze Hashen, De Mave Loshen Megulehu. Mave is a meaning of uncover. The Hainu Shein, that's Shein Shepa'amim Pu'ula, Megulehu Pa'amim Mechusto. The Shein is sometimes revealed, sometimes it isn't. Nive de mishum hu atzmoi nive niglo mavek tani shu mavek dover acher. It's not that he himself is revealed. It's mavek that he reveals something else that should be in the peel, not in the nifal. Boye loshin bayu. It says tanashoy lekarno mavek l'sheinu. Says Shmuel, shor means keren only. Lekam and porik regel mashairi. Aye, what's going to be with regels? The Gemara deals with that further on. Says the Gemara, v'hachi ke'omor, and this is how you must now learn the Mishnah according to Shmuel. Loi re'i hakeren ki re'i hashen. What does that mean? We've already learned that where it says loi re'i A ki re'i B, that means that if A were written, you couldn't learn out B. Because which is a bigger chiddush? Because B is a bigger chiddush. So we would have to say as follows: Lo yiru'i akeren she'en hanole zekoi. Keren, there's no hanole zekoi. That's why maybe you're chayev. Kiri ashen sheyesh hanole zekoi. But for shein there's hanole zekoi. Maybe you wouldn't be chayev. Velo yiru'i ashen she'en kavanosu lahazik. Kiri akeren shekavanosu lahazik. And Shein cannot be compared to Keren because Shein there's no Kavon al-Hazik. That's why maybe you're Chayef. But Keren there's Kavon al-Hazik, maybe you're Potter. So the Gemara of Lav Kavon al-Hazik, Ma Shein, Shein Kavon al-Hazik, Chayef, Keren she Kavon al-Hazik, Loi Kol Shein. What kind of thing is this? Adarab, because there's Kavon al-Hazik, there's all the more reason to be Chayef, not to be Potter. Answers the Gemara, it's Rikhsal Kedai Techamine. Midi da havia Eved ve'amo. I might have thought that it's like Eved ve'ama. Eved ve'ama lav apa gav de kavanos lahazik afilu achi ptiri. Eved ve'ama, even though there's kavanos lahazik, are they not potur? Hachanami loishna, might have thought here also that kavanos lahazik does not create a chiyuv or reason for a chiyuv. Amar Avashi, atu Eved ve'ama lav time a rabbi isbuhu. That's an exceptional case. There's a reason for it. Shemo yakditenu rabbi, in case he gets angry with his rebbe. And whenever he wants to get back at his Rebbe, he will go and light his Godish, somebody else's Godish, and his Rebbe is going to be Chayev every time. But if you're going to ask, you must ask in the following way. The other way around. Keren, if Keren were written alone, I wouldn't be able to learn Shein, because Keren, I would say Kavanos Lahazik, that's why it's Chayev. Shein, which is Ein Kavanos Lahazik, is not Chayev. V'loiri Yashin Shishano Lehazik, Hakeren Shein Hano Lehazik. And if Shein were only written, I would say that's because there's Hano Lehazik, that's why it's Chayev. But Keren, where there's no Hano Lehazik, he would be Potter. Says Rashi, Loiri Yakeren Shein Hano Ba'koche Chachim Mefarish. You've got to learn it this way. That means the ikos of Rachman Keren, the Chayev. If we would have been told that Keren is Chayev, Loi Asya Shein Mina, could not have learned Shein, the Keren ain't Anole Zeko, Shein Yesh Anole Zeko, because Keren doesn't have Anole Zeko, Shein does. If the Torah would only have written Shein Loi Asi Keren Mine, I could not have learned Keren from it. And that's why the Gemara asks, is this not a Kavachomer? That's the very reason that Keren could be learned from Shein. And the Gemara could just as well have asked on the Reisha. The cause of Keren have not Keshein Mine Bekavachomer. My Keren, Shirano Leze, Kechaye Bechuy. Just as in the same way we could have asked in the first place, that had the Torah written Keren, we could have learned Shein. Why? If Keren, which doesn't have Hano Le'ezeke and Yuchayev Kol Shein Shein, by lekeli terutzu dachim v'fashim milta de Rav Yehuda, and you can't explain Rav Yehuda in the following way. Lo yiriya Keren Shein Hano, v'ikos of Shein lo yasri Keren Mine, v'lo yiriya Shein Shein Kavanos latzik v'ikos of Keren lo yasri Shein Mine. You cannot learn it the other way around, that the lower E is learnt, that if B were only written, then I couldn't have learnt A from it. Politic shemidi, then we would have no caches. High love milsi, this is no way. She'ein ze loshun ashas, because that is not the style of the Gemara. Elahohu deboi lemigmer chavri mine, the one that the Torah is suggesting you might be able to learn from its friend, nakit bereisha, that's the one that comes first. The one from which the friend is going to be learnt comes first. Kiditani masnisa, did you see further in our very own Mishnah? Not these two with Ruach HaChaim can be learned from Esh, are like Esh which doesn't have a Ruach HaChaim. And if these two mentioned first would not have been there, you couldn't have learned Esh from it. Alma kol echad itani lo reiv ze kili ze ahod abayigmuru lechavri menei nakid bereshik itani masnisi. And what it means is that the halacha applicable to this one is not applicable to that one. Interesting what Rashi says. Not that the chiyuv is not there. The chiyuv might be there. You might be able to learn that the Mishnah is not suggesting, says Rashi, that you wouldn't know that you're chayev. You just wouldn't know all the halachas. Isn't that what Rashi is saying? It doesn't say that in chiyuv hakosuv bezeh Roy Bezeo. No. The halachas applicable to this one are different to the halachas applicable to that one. That's the piece of Gemara that we need to deal with. And a very difficult piece of Gemara it is. Why would you?
Before that,
the someone to learn, not like Rashi, that he's only asking on that one.
Because with Rashi it's difficult, because Rashi says, Mapurish to answer both ways. And then what's the answer? What's the one answer up for? It's less than succeeding than anything. Even without the Shemin, you have to do the rabbi, you have to not kill.
Because of the first one?
Yeah.
Because of the first one. Yeah, so someone to learn that he's only asking on the second one, that he doesn't have a problem on the first one. But there are more basic questions than that. Sorry? The ratio of the sefer of Rav Yehuda. Yeah, there is only finding the second one difficult. We'll come onto this whole Eved V'Amo, we'll still come, but there's something more basic to the sugi that I want to analyze tonight, and that is the question of what is the Halamin and what is the Maskona? We've always learned, right through we've been learning, that Kavonos al-Azik is a reason to be Machmir. And Hano Le'ezeko is a reason to be Machmir. Those are the two Chumras of each one respectively. What's the Havamina to learn it the other way around? Why does the Gemara even go through the exercise? Why doesn't it start the Pashtus, the way we've been learning all the way through? What brought the Gemara to start that way? Oh, so we'll have to come onto Tosfos. What is the Svara there? When it's when the Gemara says, "Omar Rav Yehuda Tana Shol LeKarnu Mabel Lashen V'Hachi Koma Loyriya Keren Shein Ano LeZekei Kiriya Shein Sheyish Ano LeZekei." Keren is more chomer than Shein. Why? Because Keren there's no Ano LeZekei. That's why it's so chomer. What's the svara? And Shein is chomer because it's Ein Kavanos LaHazik. But if it were Kavanos LaHazik, it wouldn't be so chomer. Which is the opposite of the way we've been learning everything up till now. So it explains to us this.
Upshiye posho shehoyolo lishmo shoyroi.
And says Tosfos, since in the case of Keren there is no Hanole Zekoi, the Bailim was extra negligent in not guarding it. Shebekalo yoyochol l'shoimra, because it's easy to guard an ox, not to go. Shein dechukul hazik, he has nothing's forcing him to go and damage. He's not hungry. Where an ox has a taiva and he's hungry and he needs to eat, the Bailim can say, I couldn't stop the ox. What can I do? He needs to eat, but he doesn't need to go. Kivan shein hanol le'ezeko. Aval shein sheyesh hanol le'ezeko, but shein where there is hanol le'ezeko, havi kein oynes shelo yoyochol l'shoimra kol kach. But in the case of Shein, he can claim oynes. What could I do? My ox needed to eat. It's a big tie that the ox has, and the ox is stronger than me. Kivan shashein dochuk lechu, because the Shein, there's a force to eat. La'anosu. V'loy riyah Shein, Shein kavanosu lahazik. On the other hand, Shein is not kavanosu lahazik. V'ein yitzro tokfun, it doesn't have an aggressive yetzahora. It's like the Vilna Gaon's kasoni and tavoni. There are two kinds of yetzahoras that the ox can have. From the point of view of the Taivoni, there, which is worse? If from the point of view of the Taivoni, Shein is worse than Keren. He hasn't got a Yetzirah for Keren. From the point of view of the Kasoni, of the aggressive, Keren is worse. When you start talking about the Kaliyoch al-Shemra, to stop it eating, that doesn't have, it's not aggressive, you can look after your ox. Kiriya Keren, the Kavanos Lazik, but you've got an ox who wants to go and go, the Yitzirah Tokfo, and it's angry. What human being is going to be able to guard an ox if it's in a rage? What a kasoni. So it depends. So there's a chumra in both cases. What is the chumra? The chumra is, if you look at it from the point, if only Shein was there, I would say the reason that you chayav for Shein is because the tavoni is very strong. But Keren, where there's no tavoni, you can look after it. And if Keren was there, I would say the reason that Keren is there is because... If Keren was the other way around, if Shein was mentioned, then I would say Shein, you chayev for why? Because bekalo yochalishma, you could easily have guarded him. Why could you have easily have guarded him? He's nothing aggressive. He's not in a rage when he wants to eat. You smack his face, tell him no, you can't. That's the way Tosfos learns. Comes the Torah to give us both Shein and Keren that we should know that neither is a reason, is the reason to be chayev. You're chayev in any event. And that way it comes out that Kavanosa Lahazik is that a Ptur or a Chiv? It comes out that it's a Kula, and Hanole Ezeko is a Kula. Which is good, because what did Tosfos say on Daf Beis Amud Aleph? That the Ein Chumroso Mechaye, Lachen Ein Achumros Goymer Zehadin. The main din of Chayev is not caused by the Chumros. So what part do the Chumras play? The way we learned with the Brisker Rob and everything. What do the Chumras do? What does Kavanos Lazik do? What does Anor Lezeko do? It's responsible for the detailed halachas. Are the detailed halachas Kulas or Chumras? They're all Kulas. Potter B'Tomun, Chatzin Ezek B'Tam, Potter B'Rishus HaRabim. They're all Kulas. So it makes good sense to try and learn, in fact, that these Chumras are not Chumras at all, but Kulas. That's the right way to learn it. Adarabah, the maskona becomes harder. So what does the Gemara switch to? That's right. If the thing is chayiv in any case, it's just that because of this uniqueness, there are certain pturim, then the uniqueness must be a reason for ptur, not a reason for chiyuv. And that's the way the Gemara has just gone through it. It's fine. So what's the loy kavachomer? But lav kavachomer, ma shein shein kavanos lazik chayev keren she kavanos lazik lekol shchein. What's that kasha of the Gemara? I need to focus that a piece of sheet. Can we do that? And then leave the third. It's a little piece of sheet. There where it says dafdalad amud aleph. Go down to the next paragraph that starts with ma'ari kohen tzedek. And go down five lines further into that paragraph, Umari Pirish. This whole piece of shita is dealing with the question of what's the Havimina, what's the Askona. So it's a difficult one line of shita, but it's wonderful. Umari Pirish. The high de Koma of a Lav Kalvachomer. This attack of the Gemara of a Lav Kalvachomeru. Loi koi akula vachumra de Shein vekeren abaili. The Gemara is not attacking
the kula v'chumra of shein v'regel respectively with respect to the owner. Elo abahema. The Gemara is attacking the kula and chumra with respect to the animal. The shapi porich, and that's a good kasha. That's all he says. The kavachom is a good kasha. So what's he saying? So he's saying the machlokes between the havamin and the maskona is whether the chiyuvim of nezikin revolve around the gavro or the chefta. That's what it is. That's the whole machlokes. If it revolves around the gavre, then we've got to look at it from the point of view of the man. And he can say, it was hard for me to look after this animal. So from the point of view of the man, which is harder to guard? An aggressive bull or one that doesn't have that aggression? Clearly the aggressive bull is harder. So the aggression in the bull is a kula, legabi the gavre. And the hanole zeke is a kula legabi the gavre. It gives him more excuses to why he couldn't do it. It relieves responsibility from the gavre. But from the point of view of the chefza, of the animal, which is worse? An aggressive or a non-aggressive nezek? A nezek where there's hanoel ezeke or a nezek where there's no hanoel ezeke? These things make the nezek worse, not better, from the point of view of the chefza. Says the Ma'ari, it depends whether you look at the chiv nezikin from the gavre or the chefza. Now does that ring a familiar bell at all? Have we had such a story yet? That could be learned both ways. Cheskes Shimu could be learned both ways. It's the Chakira in the Evan Ha'ezel. Right, but now we get it. Now we begin to understand that Chakira. That's right, Aaron. So what we're saying is, remember, the Chakira was what causes the Chiyuv. Is it the fact that you were careless? It's the Gavra that's Chayiv. We're not interested in the animal. The animal didn't do the damage. The man did the damage by being careless. And where you weren't careless, you're not Chayiv because you didn't do any damage. And what? It's both. Mamoincha u'shmir osan alecha. Which is the one that's mechayev? Good. The Rambam stresses the mamoincha side of it, but u'shmir osan alecha balances that out. And the da'at lahazik, it's not muchich. So the one way is to say that the shmira, the fact is that the gavra, the human being is, through this ma'ari, we understand that chakira much better. Or do we look at it from the chetz and say, we're not interested in the man. The man didn't do the damage. The animal did the damage. The man is chayev because the animal belongs to him. It's his nezek. That's all. It's his moment. That's why he's chayev. That if he was shomer, he's potter. That's a ptur. If he did the shmira, he's potter. We'll still have to analyze why that is. Why if he did the shmira, is he potter? Why will that be? Why if he did the shmira, is he potter? Did Ibn Ezra explain that? I mean, this is the first one, isn't it? The gavre is chayev, and if he was shomer, then he was an onus. But if you say that it's because of your momen, how's onus a ptur if your momen caused the damage, then you're chayev for the momen? So we'd have to see what exactly that shmira, how that shmira works. But that's how the Ma'ari seems to learn it. Then the havamina and the maskona of the Gemara is good. The Gemara starts off with the havamina saying. The Gemara starts off assuming that the problem is that you've got to look at it from the point of view of the Gavra. He's responsible. Memele, lo ria keren, what does it mean that if Keren was there, I couldn't learn shame? Why not? Because Keren is much more serious. Why is Keren more serious? Shein ano le'ezeker. Because from the Gavra's point of view, it's easy to look after the Keren. He doesn't have a taiva to eat. where a shein, where there's a taiva to eat them, it was hard for the man to look after it, so he didn't do so much damage. And if shein was written, I would say shein, because there's a taiva to eat, that's why the man is excused. But kerin, where there's no taiva to eat, maybe he'll be chayiv. Maybe he'll be the other way around. Shein, where there's no kavona lahazik, that's why he's chayiv. But maybe kerin, where there's kavona lahazik, is potu. Comes the Gemara says, v'lav kal v'chomer. That's if you look at it from the point of view of the gavre. But if you look at it from the point of view of the chefs, it's the other way around. Uma shein shein kavanos lazik chayev kerjik kavanos lazik l'kol shein. And then the kasha taka goes on both sides. That in both ways, as Rashi says, the kasha is both way around, not only the one way around. That if you're looking at it from the point of view of the chefs, then what you saw as the kal is the chomer, and what you saw as the chomer is the kal. That's how the Gemara learns it. Does that help us with your kasha, Reuven? We wanted to say that Rashi learns that it is the individual thing. Sorry?
The first understanding is yes, we look at the kumasai, because we're looking at again from the side of the animal.
But we wanted to say that according to Rashi, the tzadashov is not enough to be mechayev. It's these unique things which create the chiyuv. It's these unique things which create the chiyuv, Mimela. What does it mean, lo ri yakirin she'ein hano le'ezeku? That kirin is chayiv because ein hano le'ezeku. That means that hano le'ezeku is a ptur. So you would have to learn the other way around, Reuven. You would have to say that the uniqueness is ein hano le'ezeku. That's why it's chayiv. Not because hano le'ezeku is the ptur. Where there's no anol le'ezeku, there's a chiyuv is created. Where there's no kavona lahazik, a chiyuv is created. If you're looking at it from the gavra point of view. If you're looking at it from the chepsa point of view, it's faket. Where there is kavonos lahazik, a chiyuv is created. Where there is anol le'ezeku, a chiyuv is created. That's how we'll have to learn according to Rashi.
Also, Eretama, you could answer that, because there you've got the example also of
the
chepsa, because of the
fact that Eretama... I don't know yet, Eretama. I want to still analyze Eretama on the basis of this. But
because once you've answered that for chepsa, whatever it is,
so what do you want to say about Eved V'Amr? The Gemara answers that what?
That's the reason why it's there, because Eved V'Amr is a chetz.
So before that, so the Gemara wants to say then, no, because of Eved, I might have thought it's like Eved V'Amr. Why? Where we see that Kavonos Lahazik is a reason that even though there's Kavonos Lahazik, the Bailim is Potu. So you see that Kavonos Lahazik, why is he Potu? Because of the Gavra, because we're looking at it from the Gavra's point of view. No, says the Gemara, really, you're looking at it from the chetz's point of view. And the Chachomim were gozer because of that it shouldn't be yet. And the Chachomim. That's right. So then the Gemara would be coming out that it's on the Chet. That's how this Shita learned. There are many other Rishonim that learn that things differently. Why?
You're giving the Nezek and the punishment on the Gavra.
No. But the punishment is on the Gavra because it's your moment. You're punished.
Your responsibility up to you. Therefore, the more negligent you are, the more.
Not if you're arguing with the Torah, you're saying what it should be. You're saying whether you like it. We've got to work out what the Torah is saying. Whether you want to say it would be philosophically more attractive the other way around. Can zayin, but that's what the Torah is saying. That the Rambam learns you chayev because it's your moment. That's all. We're not interested
you
in whether
understand
you.
Yeah,
but the conception is fine. What is the conception? Is the conception is you are responsible. There's that. What did we say? Limited liability. That how we learned. Did we say strict liability and unlimited liability? You're responsible for your money. Full stop. The only thing we have to understand is why. If you're shomer, are you potter? Why, if you were shomer, are you potter? That's what we've got to understand. Because once you work it on the moment, then you can't claim onus. The whole idea of placing the emphasis on the moment is that there's no onus. There's no such thing as onus. And that's why it works well over here. Because what's he going to come along and say? If we're going to put it on the Cheftza, so then Kavanos Elazik's a Chumra. That means if the Torah only said Kerin, I couldn't learn Shein. Why? Because Kerin's Kavanos Elazik. It's a very bad Nezik. Why can't he still claim, as Tosfos says? You're right, it's a bad Nezik, but what am I to blame? What could I do? My bull was in a rage. We don't say to him, Taka onus. Why not? So you see, onus is not the ptur. We say, were you shomer him? He says, I couldn't. But you weren't shomerim, you're chayiv. So I couldn't be shomerim. That's not a ptur. If you were shomer and nevertheless, despite your shmira, he got out, then we'll say you're potter because you did a shmira. But if you didn't do a shmira and you claim you couldn't, that we're not interested in. And it might be in the ma'aseh because if a person claims he can't look after his money, then he has no right to have it. If you claimed I looked after it and yet a weird thing happened, it broke out. I did what would be normal. Normal shmira I did. So we say, good. So then you're a bailim, then you're an owner, you did what you had to do and you're potu. Because you fulfilled your obligations with regard to your money. But if you come to say, I couldn't be shomerim, the onus is not an answer legabi your mama. Onus is not an answer legabi your mama. We'll say, if you couldn't look after him, you have no business owning him. You can't own something that you can't take responsibility for. If you say, I can take responsibility for him, and I did, but something unusual happened. He broke out. Then we say, good, that's reasonable. If you say, I can't take responsibility because he gets into a rage, that's no good. Yeah, boys the gzasa kosev. That's why you need gzasa kosev for it. If it was out the gavra, it would be much easier. But since we look at it from the chetza point of view, that's why you need the posuk to make boy like your own. That's how we learn it here. Okay, let's leave it here, Mr. Shepherd. Yeah. What is there? A prison?